Parental parenting. That's today's topic with Dr. Julie Galthorpe this morning. First of all, doctor, what is gentle parenting? Can you help me figure this one out? I mean, my kids are too old now for me to go back and, you know, not be a hard ass. I mean, I was hard on the kids and I feel bad now because on occasion I would say to them, what the hell? Shut the door. You're born in a barn? You heating the outside? I should have said, kids, when you're coming in, just a reminder to shut the door, please. Is that the difference between a gentle dad and a nut bar?
I was going to say sturdy.
Well, it's basically patient, calm, and punishment-free.
Yeah, so but when it's the ninth time they've left the door open and they're not getting that gentle or kind delivery, what the hell are you doing?
Well, I'm just telling you what it is, Sean.
Shut the door. You're born in a barn?
It's an approach that focuses on empathy. So I guess it'd be your tone in how you said that, but respect, understanding, and boundaries. So the issue is that the pressure on parents to stay endlessly calm, you know, shut the door, shut the door, yeah, shut the door, yeah. Oh, shut the door. That is exhausting. And while the difficulty with boundaries, it's without, when you have boundaries with no consequences, that's hard, right? So parents are trying to meet this expectation of gentle parenting, and it's hard.
It is. So I'm speaking also as a newer parent, and recently I was feeling happier because I've been watching, you know, the social media reels, and I'm catching up on all those mom blogs, and there is something new, and it's on also on TikTok, and they're making fun of gentle parenting, and I'm feeling much better because I really could not do this gentle parenting. I am guilty of it, but it is very exhausting, and I saw this one reel where you have a dad and he's trying to get his little kid in the car and he's all polite and please, please, please. And then the teenage sister comes in, shoves the kid in the back seat, grabs his backpack. And you know what? It just made me feel like, yeah, good. I think this is where we're all moving away from. Let's all start acting like that teenager. So while gentle parenting, I think, was a go-to, I think now with all this shift, parents can really start to relate. So, Julie, where are these boundaries?
So the idea of gentle parenting was it was built around empathy, as really all parenting should be. No matter what strategy you're using, you have to have empathy for the person you're parenting. So, but gentle parenting, it said, see your child's emotions, validate them, and meet them with calm. So it was a very emotionally focused approach to parenting. So that was a big step away from that punishment heavy, what's the consequence of your behavior style of parenting. So the challenge, though, is that with gentle parenting, when it's taken too far, like these videos we're seeing, and there have been some really funny ones, like I give people credit for what they've created, it can feel like parenting without a backbone. So you're just letting your kid hit you over the head with a pan and you're like, oh, I can see you're angry.
Or pull my hair.
Yeah. Oh, I can see you're upset. I can see. So in the past, we would have also called that wet noodle parenting because there was not any structure that came with that. So parents, though, were telling me, oh my gosh, like this is exhausting. I'm validating the feelings over and over. People around me are looking at me like I'm nuts. And I'm not seeing any change in my child's behavior. So they were getting frustrated with the gentle parenting approach, too.
So it became permissive, right?
But it is permissive. Yeah, permissive.
I was having coffee the other day at Starbucks in the men's group I'm in. And then there was this dad speaking. He had raised two kids.
Okay.
And the father was saying that he would say no to the kids. And they would start crying. And he would say to them, stop crying. They would have this discussion. And no was no. And the kids would be bawling, right? And he would say, stop crying. I guess that dad should have said, I see you're upset. Do you want to talk about it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think you don't want to dismiss feelings, right? Because we want people to understand their feelings. So you don't want to say, stop crying. Obviously, someone's upset.
Yeah, but
we all do.
We all have.
You have. Not everybody says, stop crying. Some people say, I can see you're upset. What can we do to change this, right?
Yeah.
So, but when it becomes permissive, where kids are running all over the place, hurting other people, perhaps hurting themselves, That's the criticism of it. So if those boundaries aren't enforced, which is part of gentle parenting, you are to have boundaries. It's just that people are having a hard time how to do this. Kids don't know the limits, and they need limits because limits are what make kids feel safe. And then they understand they have an internal compass of what they need to do. And then parents, if they don't have those boundaries, they feel like they're negotiating all day long with no change in behavior. And that's where people were getting upset.
Yeah, I think the frustrating thing is the negotiations, right, with your kids. That's where it gets frustrating.
It can be, but it doesn't have to be a negotiation. Like, it can be, I hear what you're saying, and we are still going to do this. Like, I've listened to you, but this is still what the outcome is going to be. And that's where sturdy parenting comes in.
I just have a quick question. So with this comment, at what age does it start with what you were just saying now about the negotiations and all that? Because toddlers, 5-year-olds, 10-year-olds, they're all different.
They are all different. And you have to know your child. So also, negotiations might not be the best word. Okay, so we do kind of negotiate with our kids in terms of, okay, these are your choices. You have choice A or choice B. So there doesn't need to be negotiation that. You're just offering choice so that the child still has autonomy of some sort. Both choices might be, both choices need to be okay with the parent. If you're giving two choices, you have to know those are both good choices. Okay, so it can't be, hey, it's a snowy day out. You can wear your flip-flops or your boots. Okay, you have to be able to say you've got that the boots are a must today. You might be able to, you know, take this backpack with this stuff in it or this, you know. Yeah. So you have to have things that you're okay with. But that's where that sturdy parenting comes in. And it's ideal for many families right now because it feels like it's offering that alternative.